It's my pleasure to welcome Carol Hannam to Many Rivers Books and Tea. She is a graduate of Psychic Horizons, a school for meditation, healing, and intuition development in San Francisco, and a graduate of the Clairvoyance Center of Kailua Kona, Hawaii, and holds a doctorate of divinity from the Association for the Integration of the Whole Person. We are delighted to have her here to talk about her book, The Whole On Method. Please join me in welcoming Carol Hannam.
Well, thank you. It's good to see all of you there. Yeah, well, I didn't go to school to learn this. I learned it elsewhere. Anyway, that's my sideline there, my comment. So, the book, the general category of the book is a prescriptive self-healing book with diagrams and guidance. So this is my method, and it's also for you. And I will tell you a little bit more about the Whole On Method and how it came to be. So my motivation in writing this book was I had been a psychic healer for over 30 years. I started in 1982, and I began using color, broadcasting color, to do healing. Okay, I used my energy to do that. Okay. Well, that was seemed to be successful because I got a lot of great results from it. So I took it to Hawaii in 1999, and I worked with a friend who was interested in practically everything, and of course learning my method, and so she did it. And then she said, oh, where did you get this? And I said, well, I just went to a workshop recently, and there was some information about commands and using words to heal. So I said, okay, well, I'll go get it. You know, it's really cumbersome because I checked it out before. I went to the presentation and it took 40 hours to deal with the client. I said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. So I said, okay, I'll get it. So I went to my storage unit and went through boxes, and I got it out, and she ate it up. And we had to work that way. And I said, okay, I'm going to hang in there with it. So we had to go through organism by organism with every command there. And by the time we were through, it was about an hour and a half, and I was getting really bored. So what I wanted was a method that could remove or just neutralize many organisms and many toxins at one time, rather than, say, tapping for this organism and having it leave and so forth. That was too cumbersome. I wanted something simple and fast and very effective. And I didn't think I was going to find that. Okay. So one day I was in my truck in Hawaii, and I was going along, and I was about to dump everything, dump that work with her. So I said, well, why don't I make my own commands? Bing. So I stopped my truck and I started making a command. And I was working on this particular client at the time. So I did the command. I said the command telepathically to this client. And I called my friend, who was very good at kinesiology. We talked about biofeedback. And this is a way of biofeedback. And this is using the O-ring technique, which is the fingers. And otherwise, chiropractors and many other people use the hand method or this method, which can wear your arm out if it's a lot, anyway. So she was very certain of her O-ring technique. And I thought, oh, wow, okay, I'm going to call her and see if she gets a yes on this. And she's also really good at being neutral. So I called her and I said, hey, you know, I've done this with this particular client, and is it true? Is this effective? And she said, well, she got a yes on it. So I said, wow, cool. So I began to devise more commands, and I eventually got to maybe about 34 commands. So, in other words, most people are used to healing in the form of supplements and herbs and so forth. And I'm used to that too. I think this is great. But my task in this lifetime was to develop a method that used energy in the form of words to do the task at hand. And so I'm keeping on doing this. And I'm checking everything. I have a science background. I had a chemistry set at age 8. And I studied science. I didn't read nursery rhymes or anything. It was science all the way. Until around 1982, and I began to shift. I came from an atheist family, and things started to shift in 1982. So this is how I got to where I am. But anyway, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to go around the room right now before we go any further and just say our names and a little bit about us. You look like you'd be good at starting.
Chance is my name.
Chance, hi.
And I'm producing a successful brain fair in October.
All right, we'll talk to you. Okay, welcome.
My name is Terry, and I just came to hear a little bit more about your method and how it came to be.
Okay. I sure am glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and it was my third time coming to this wonderful little bookstore, and I got an email, and I wanted to, exactly like Terry, wanted to find out.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your name again?
Kathy.
Kathy, mm-hmm. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Hallie, and
Hallie.
I'm the same. I just read about it, and it sounded real fascinating.
Right. Cool.
I'm Mary.
Mary.
And I come here a lot because I'm interested in different ways of being on a spiritual path and healing, and I was interested in your healing.
Well, cool. We'll get into it.
I'm Betty.
And Betty.
I have the same name as Mary. I hope you will explain what you mean by command.
Oh, yes, I will.
That's the vocabulary that I'm not acquainted with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
thanks.
I'm Stuart, and I'm one of the co-founders of the store.
Oh, neat.
No, sorry. I'm Angel, and I'm Carol's friend, and I also have the great privilege of being able to teach in her program. She does a training. We get to teach the anatomy and physiology, Western style, and energy.
Yeah, she's awesome too. Okay.
I'm Jim, and I'm the manager here.
Hey.
Well, I'm glad you made the trek over.
I'm John. I also work at the store here.
Hey, John.
Well, I'm Jim, and I have a general interest in things metaphysical, and I'm all ears to hear your approach.
Very cool. Welcome.
My name is John, and I'm visiting with Jim.
I'm also an author of a book on healing yourself with EFT, tapping.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome.
My name is Jude, and I have an ongoing interest in the subtle and the physical at their interface in healing myself and others.
All right.
I'm Mary, and I've been an intuitive healer for a while, and I'm a psychotherapist and interested in your classes.
Cool.
My name is Marilyn, and I'm interested in energy and metaphysics, Gurdjieff, and of course in miracles.
Uh huh. Great. That's great. Thank you.
Dorothy. I'm here now.
Hey, Dorothy.
That's the best.
I'm Richard. I deal with chronic pain, and I'm also bipolar, and I spend about 8 to 10 hours a week on a Little League baseball field, so I'm always looking for ways and keys to deal with a lot of pain. And Carol and I have a relationship from 35 years ago when we worked together in the county planning department. And I haven't seen her in 30 years.
And the same goes for me, too. Yeah. We definitely caused trouble for the planning department there.
So I'm ready for help.
My name is Miriam, and I also do a lot of chronic pain, and I'm very interested in metaphysical approach and energy healing, too.
Hmm. Well, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Corey. I'm a friend of Carol's and a student of Carol's, and I'm always interested to hear her speak about methods.
Thank you, Corey. Glad you're here. Yeah. Okay. So, in working with this, I researched many other modalities. I had the chance of just learning practically everything. And so these, I'll go back to your question about commands. These commands were tested, all of them. I'll give you an example of a command. And I think we're going to have a short group healing later on. Okay, yeah, good. And I'm going to pass a consent form for that, too.
Do you want to get that going now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
What happened to it?
Where is it? We just had it.
Where to go? It may be going with the email.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Somebody have a...
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So
this is a consent form. If anyone would like to participate in the healing, you could do this. Just put your name down there. Or do you want to extend that to the name of someone you'd like a healing for?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Someone or dogs, cats, mice, gerbils. Even bees.
Yes, please. Let's.
Yeah.
Pray for the bees.
Bees.
Oh.
Okay. An example of a command. This is starting out with. Hi, you guys. So an example of a command would be spirit bring, say, everybody's bioelectrics up to 100%, balance left and right, adjust gem points, voluntary and autonomic parts of the nervous system, and thank you. You always say thank you at the end. Because Source knows that. Source definitely knows thank you. But anyway, I the way I did the commands, constructed them, was in priority. Okay, first you work on the emotional body before you work on the physical body. And the first thing you do in the emotional commands is work on the bioelectric system. And then I tested every word. Well, first I tested, is this sentence readable through source to the high self of the person? This is how it works. And I get a yes, okay. And then I got maybe an 8 or a 9 or 10. So if it's a 10, I do that with my fingers, then it's readable by source to the high self, and then high self to the body. And if it's not, then I go over the sentence. Okay, is there a word in this sentence that's bum? Mm-hmm. No. All right, the next sentence. Uh-oh, spirit doesn't understand this, so we'll choose the right one. So this is how I did every single command. I just made sure that it was, number one, effective, and that it was readable, intelligible by spirit. So there are a number of emotional commands. They go to alphabetically to K, A through K. And the physical commands go from 1 to about 34. So there's numbers of them that do different things. One is releasing organisms, and this is the biggest thing. And then also they deal with retroviruses. And then releasing toxins is a big deal. And then transforming all forms of plaque, and that includes arterial plaque and dental plaque. And spirit is capable of telling the body to do several things at one time. And this is why I like it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When you're talking about spirit, is this one specific spirit that you're friendly with?
This is source.
This is source. So this is God, Goddess, all there is.
Yeah. So the commands go to source and then go to the higher self of the person. And the higher self works with the body. That's how I believe it goes. That's how it works.
Do you prepare yourself to access? I mean, before you make the commands, or do you put yourself in the neuro occasion type thing? Do you, in other words, prepare yourself for the opening of the spirit?
Yeah, I do an initial prayer.
Okay.
Before I do the commands. Yes. Uh-huh. Did you have a question, Richard?
No.
Okay.
Could you give us an example of a command? I'm not quite clear on what.
Oh, I just
you
did.
Mean by the word command.
Would you like me to read another command?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, this is command K. Spirit, transform all vows, covenants, contracts, memberships, and agreements from past time that are out of alignment for me or whoever, and replace with gold light. So people have unconscious agreements. Have people read Carolyn Mace?
Yes.
Yeah. Unconscious, contracts, I believe. Is it?
Contracts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sacred contracts.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a very rich book. It's very dense and very rich book. I recommend it. So that's another example of command. And when we get to the group healing, I will be saying some more commands. Would you like another one?
No, I think that gave me the flavor.
Okay. Okay. I hope it's good flavor. I hope it tastes good.
It's
So that's an emotional command.
Yes.
And that's then now you're going to get into the spiritual, the physical ones.
Yes, I did get into the physical.
Oh, I guess I missed it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't. Okay. I'm going to. How about that? All right. This deals with the regeneration of cells. This is command 5. Spirit, invoke helical clockwise vortices to repair DNA, restore, reattach, and regenerate tissue as needed or directed. Starting from toe to head for anyone's body, apply it to yourself, and especially whatever, if you have a special place that you need. And then seal with golden light. So we'll be saying that command again at the end. So, and we'll say more actually. So does that give you more or less another idea?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of complex and they kind of defy the brain. And this is what I was aiming for, and I always say, shut your mind off and just let your body listen. Because it's not a thing of the mind. Spirit understands, and you understand. The soul, the psyche understands. So, we have many commands, and they do all kinds of things. We have a genetic weakness command that does rather amazing things. You've heard of deviated septum? Anybody with deviated septum? I'm sure there's got to be some.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
A deviated septum? You can't breathe through one nostril? No?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you how to get one.
I don't know how to get rid of one.
So we can cure it. I'll give you an example. I worked with a woman from Idaho over the phone, and she was having severe sinus problems, and I could hear her. I have a very finely tuned ear because I deal with a lot of people over the phone, and I could just tell the minute she talked before she said anything that she had sinus problems. So she said she hadn't been able to breathe through her nose since forever, like a child. Okay, so I did all the commands on her, and plus the genetic weakness command, that's command number 7. You probably wouldn't recognize it, but anyway, that's what it is. And I called her back a little bit later, and I said, okay, how are you feeling? How did that go? Fine. And I said, take a breath. Can you take a breath? Oh my gosh, I can breathe through my nose. For the first time in her life, she was absolutely on the moon. So this is how that works, and it works very quickly. And who knows how it works, but it just does work. It also works on allergies. Spinal adjustments and disc rejuvenation. And with many other things too. There's no talent required, works on animals. Corey, do you have a story about animals?
Yeah, you can. A cat that basically had a developmental delay. It was a kitten that was a feral kitten and taken away from its mother very early, and was bottle fed from 3 weeks to weaning, probably about 8 weeks. And he wanted to nurse all the time. He would start nursing on my shirt whenever I picked him up, and it had gone on for a couple of years, and it was starting to get embarrassing. And Carol worked on him, and he stopped constantly going for that reassurance, and he learned how to relate differently. So it was after she had done the healing. So it was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another question?
Yeah.
So do you find that anyone can, when they're trained or introduced to the method, can utilize the commands?
Absolutely.
And another question I have is, do the commands, are they designed to work primarily with a body-mind system, or could you, for instance, provide the command to charge a cup of water so that it would have healing properties
mm-hmm.
for somebody who drank
mm-hmm.
it?
You definitely can, and you can eliminate the toxins and the microbes, the pathogens, in that glass of water too. So command 11 that does that. And you could positively charge it as well.
Do you need agreement of the recipient for the process to work? I mean, conscious agreement, so.
Oh, for the glass of water?
For any the healing.
Oh yeah, yeah, this is why we're passing consent for. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, I was thinking about like in a situation in a classroom or something like that, you go in and there's a lot of sick kids, you're not going to ask agreement of them. You come in and you have that, you know, that you say, you know, the germs be gone or whatever's in your book, but you didn't ask for them permission. That's okay, right? I mean, you have to, that's what I was thinking maybe you were asking.
Well, it's something along those lines.
You know,
yeah.
You don't have to specifically say, well, I'm going to ask for you to get this water healed, well, you know.
Yeah, I guess the question is really a more general question about group healing.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you don't have to have permission from each individual in the classroom saying, you know what, we're going to get, ask these germs to leave.
Yeah, well, we should do that, yeah.
We should.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I used to heal people on the street that looked like they needed healing, and it was an invasion of privacy, actually. So some of the people, their illness is their own business. So this is what Barbara Brennan said, mm-hmm. and I thought that was really good. There is an exception to that, though. I have a student friend who was at a gathering, and next to her was this woman who had a severe cold. And she was coughing and coughing and coughing. Well, my friend Amaya did not ask permission. She said, this is survival. I've got to not catch this cold, and this is driving me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So she did the commands on her, the physical commands. And it helped. I mean, it helped just really.
So unbeknownst to the lady?
Yeah. Now that was one consideration. This happened also when I was on the airplane. I said, "Oh, I am so tired of this coughing." You know, everybody was doing coughing, and without asking everybody's permission, that's not impossible. So, self-defense is what it was, and it was amazing. People started stopping coughing. And I felt pretty good. So this is easy to do. It's very easy to do. If you're working with a client, however professional, it is a little bit more complicated and complex. And then you have to do an analysis, and you don't have to do an analysis, but it's recommended to know what you're doing. So you can tell the client exactly what's going on, what to avoid and what to go for. So this also works on bees. I had a student that was doing the commands on the bees. And she saw a bee that was just kind of lying like this on the ground, and she said, I'm going to do the command. So she did the commands on the bee. And shortly after, she saw the bees buzz off. So you can work on everything. A student also worked on plants that way. I don't have any concrete evidence, you know, documented evidence about that. But it can't be done on anything less, anything that's conscious. Yeah?
What command was being used with the beings?
Command one, the physical commands, one and two.
Okay.
And that would be to release the pathogens and the toxins.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question, kind of related to a meditation we just did.
Uh-huh.
Is that command K about covenants and agreements?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could that be used like in the kind of like world peace type of meditation prayer?
Oh, wow. What a great idea.
Yay.
Thank you. That really is a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Teresa. This takes me on a new tack here.
Right.
This
is terrific.
Yeah. So, down from all these different diseases. See, where's my thing here? This is based on research. I'm sorry that you can't see this totally. You're welcome to come up and look at it.
Put it up on the
table.
Put it up on the chair.
Hey,
the
just call me Vanna.
Okay.
No,
stand there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Holon method creates health by the elimination of pathogens and toxins. Pathogens are the parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungi, moles. Toxins, an example of a very potent toxin is isopropyl alcohol. Radiation of various kinds, cell or nuclear. Azo dyes, they dye like peas. Have you ever seen luminous peas? Luminous frozen peas.
No.
Well, I'm glad that you don't, because it usually, if it's from Safeway or something, or a dumb brand, it has azo dyes in them.
Oh.
Okay. And there are also toxins from pathogens that happen, and asbestos and chlorine is another one, it's a big one, and also benzene. So the results of the pathogens and toxins are all these diagnosis, Alzheimer's, brain stuff, addiction, neurological symptoms, appendicitis, schizophrenia, Down syndrome. Oh, thank you. Hey.
Oh, wow.
Bad twin.
Even Down syndrome is caused actually by a parasite, a tapeworm. Epilepsy, autism, muscular dystrophy, ALS. Multiple chemical sensitivities, environmental sensitivities, same thing, cramps and bleeding, and immunodepression, which a lot of people have. Okay, so thank you very much, you guys. Yeah.
Would you talk about how you,
your method of testing using the O-ring and how you do that before and after and what you're doing when you're when you're like scanning a list and maybe you come up with a toxin or a radiation thing, how you quantify it and then check on it after the command.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Okay, good. So I have a list of toxins. I call it the cooties and crud list. And one is pathogens and the other is toxins. So let's say I go down a list of toxins and I want to find out if this person has whatever toxins in them, okay? And identify the toxins. So first I ask, okay, is it in this first half of the list or the last half? So I get first half or last. And then I hold.
How do you get that? Through the hands.
Through the hands. I go like this,
Yes. Through the other person's hands?
No,
your own?
My hands.
No, she could be on the phone, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And the other person's hands, can be also employed too. Okay.
So are you muscle testing, Carol?
I'm muscle testing. Yeah. So this is strong. If I try to push my fingers apart, this means a yes.
Mm-hmm.
If my fingers go apart, it means a no. Weak is no. Strong is yes. So I don't know if you've had experience with chiropractic, but this one chiropractor gave a demo, and he did the arm method. So here was this really beefy guy, and he held out his arm, and can't lower my arm. And he tested him, you know, just say, okay, your name is John, okay, that's strong. He put a lump of sugar in his mouth. Okay, the arm went down like that. Okay, that's an example of yes and no. So I go through the toxins and I find out, okay, is there chlorine in this person? Is there copper? Is there lead? Is there mercury? Is there benzene? Is there toluene? Is there xylene? I go all the way down and I determine what's there. And so after I do the healing, I go back and check to see if everything is neutralized or negative. So does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. So this works on major illnesses, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, really, really well. It also works on mosquito bites and bee stings. I'll give you an example. I went up to Brighton Bush Hot Springs in Oregon. Anybody been there? It's an awesome place. I sat next to a woman who was complaining. She was just scratching, you know, I could kind of tell. And she said, yeah, I've got heavy-duty mosquito bite problems, and I'm allergic to mosquitoes. So she showed me her right leg and her right arm, and it was just full of bites. And so I said, do you want to try something weird? And she said, sure. So I did the commands on her. And she said, okay. So the next morning, got up, saw her at breakfast, and I said, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And she said, well, you know, this was a test because I didn't show you the left side. And she said, the right side of my body is completely un-itchy. The left side is still itchy. So, I mean, that was pretty scientific. Scientific enough. So, and it doesn't rely on visualizations or affirmations. It's very simple. It's easy to do. And also, it works on discs. I had a fellow that he just had trouble getting out of his chair. And he said, oh, I get up and I feel like just I can't walk and everything, and it takes me a while. So this has been going on for years. All right. So I did the command to regenerate his disc. First of all, there's a command to align the whole skeleton. I did that first. Then I aligned. I didn't do it, you know, Spirit did it. But I lined the discs, make sure that all herniated discs were in, and then the ones that were compressed and sick discs, I used a rejuvenation command. It's command 5. And I think I just told you that. And for the absolute perfect thickness of the disc. So I did that, and a couple of days later I talked to him, and he said, wow, my back is just really different. And I said, oh, wow, yeah. Well, do you have pain when you get up? And he said, no, I can move around. And I said, okay, well, just keep doing yogic stretches, because the reason your disc is out is because of your posture and the way you hold your body and that habituation. So do yogic stretches, and that will help the discs, because they don't have their own blood supply, but they react to osmotic influence. So anyway, there's just a lot of really neat cases that I can tell you about. What's the time like? Questions so far?
What are the factors that would give rise to this not working? Presumably you've done this with people and you haven't seen an effect.
Oh, okay. Well, there are some people that have a really very receptive effect. I mean, there are people that are extremely receptive to energy healing, and some are not. So I just check, okay, are they receptive to energy healing? Yes. And if they're not, I said, try these herbs. Do this, you know. So yes, you're right. There is, somebody has also said that it has, the Hohen method has a 2% failure rate. So it just works. It works on yourself, it works on other people. And that's the amazing thing about it, because spirit is ready and willing to help. Okay. I'll give you a short background. You want to get up and stretch? Move around a little bit?
Oh, thank you, Craig.
Tea.
Absolutely.
I'm like I'm broadcasting onions.
Oh, broadcasting onions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That one.
Yeah, where is your school located?
My school is located here in Sebastopol.
Oh,
yeah.
Right,
so please come. I'll pass the flyers along. We're having a level 1 and level 2 class. And level 2 is the professional practice. Level 1 is the more geared to the self practice. So be sure and take one and ask more questions about it, because classes are just amazing. They're very inspiring. Okay, so I just want to briefly go through the history of this and where this is from, basically. It looks new, but it's not new. You know, it's derived from an old ways, shamanic ways, basically. So the research and history of this, can you all see this?
Mm-hmm.
One was a color healer called Dinsha P. Gyadali. And somebody knows who he was, right? Yeah.
I haven't heard that name for a decade.
This is amazing, because his work is just awesome. He used to shine colored lights on people and heal them of illness. So this is where I got the idea first of the color healing that I told you about earlier. That instead of colored lights, why can't you just visualize and send color to people? Okay. So that's where I got the idea. And then Huldah Clark, who's a famous researcher, she's the only person I've ever read about who has done biofeedback research on the body. And this is pretty amazing. And then comes Ignacio Chamorro, who wrote a book called Quark Therapy. And I've got a link for these books, too, that you can pass around. Thanks. And, of course, ancient shamanism and Aboriginal healing is the same thing. There was a book I can't remember the title of, but I can't remember the name of the author. It was about this woman who got caught in the outback. And she learned of Aboriginal healing. Mm-hmm. And these people gathered around this fellow who had a broken leg, and they were talking to the leg. And this guy was able to get up and walk. So it's very similar. Very similar.
So
it's
down under?
No, it's on paper.
Yeah.
There's something about
message.
Something.
A message from down under, possibly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mutant message. Thank you. Yay. Okay, and we'll give a Hershey bar to somebody who can. Author. Okay. So, my experience was 3 decades research and development, and then I have the Hannum spectral process, which was derived from Dinsha, and it's part of the commands. You can see, or you can notice in the commands that there is color use. Okay. So, The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot. Familiar with that? It's a really neat book. New Physics, Nassim Haramein. And Deepak Chopra, of course. Candace Pert. Lynn McTaggart. And The Body Electric, about polarity. Dr. Amodo. And Hannah Kroger. An herbalist in Colorado, she's erstwhile, and Dr. Caroline Mace. So all these things I've drawn from these experiences. So the whole Lan method itself is basically the tool bag is basically clairvoyant scan, kinesthetic sensing, applied kinesiology, working with fingers, relative scales, so you can track what's happening instead of just saying, well, I'm just going to send some good energy to you. Well, let's see. How? Why? To where? I'm a scientist, you know. So use relative scales for tracking, and then truth indicators. We find out that we have a truth indicator in our bodies. And one truth indicator is called the sway test. Anybody heard of that? Okay, this is rather amazing. So what you do is just stand there, and you can stand up and try it. It's amazing. And you say, first, my name is who I am.
My name is Chance.
Okay, and see if you go forward or backward. Anyway, you go forward if you have a yes answer. And the mind doesn't know that. But the body just responds, and you can't control it, which is really good. So anybody want to demonstrate here in the audience?
So what are you asking?
I'm asking
that you're getting a yes answer.
Yeah, okay. Is your name?
My name is Betty.
Betty, okay. So say, my name is Betty, and then what do you do? Do you sway forward or backward?
My name is Betty.
Uh-huh. Are you swaying?
Yeah, forward.
You can ask a question about yourself. Do I have this or that? And you don't have to tell everybody, but you can just do it yourself.
So if you lie to yourself, you go backwards?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
What if you
get a crash and burn?
What if you sway left to right?
Sometimes I do that, I notice. And that means more or less, just more.
Because on my discovered on my birth certificate a different name.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You call yourself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
But I never knew it until I was 50 years old.
Well, I went backwards and I said my name.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'm not sure anymore.
How about your last name? Did you try your last name?
So Carol, you have a way to discover no as well.
Yeah.
You say, I am a cabbage.
Yeah.
And
oh, okay.
How your body's changed.
Right, yeah. Okay, so if you say, I am a cabbage, I am a cabbage. But sometimes I feel like it too. Then I go, no, I'm not a cabbage. Thank you.
I did that just while we were standing up. I said my name and I moved forward and I said another name.
Uh-huh.
You know, my name is Timothy Cricket.
Yeah.
You can only do it for yourself, right?
You can do it from other people too. Sometimes I check Lance that way too when I just want a recheck. Yeah. Does this person still have mercury in their body? No. Yes or no.
So the response of the body would be like universal, for instance. It's not like my body could say yes going backwards?
Polarity could be reversed. I don't know. What do you think?
From Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. So it would be backwards.
Thank you.
Oh, I see.
Thank you. That's great. Okay. And it's telling
you got my pants off.
You aren't a liar.
No.
Two people. Their name is the bottom of the page there.
Yeah.
Robert Densler
and Sharon Pullett. And these people worked with commands. And this is spiritual response therapy. And he's still doing this now, evidently. So anyway, we have different truth indicators. I told you one. Also clocks and gauges, and we have some in our brain. We can put a clock on her visual screen and see where the dial goes. You know, we have 0 to 10, and just check where the dial goes, you know, if you're talking about this person. And you have a client with chronic fatigue, say, and you're asking, what degree are they ill, you know? So you get that degree. What was that? Interesting. Okay. How many read David Hawkins' Power versus Force? Yeah. All right, great. Yeah. That's a wonderful book. Get it. So anyway, we have the emotional and psychic commands. First, you do the electromagnetic balancing, nervous system balancing, Oran chakra clearing, and then the connections of the chakra to the glands. And there's a command there that does that. Say, like, the third chakra is connected to the adrenals and possibly other glands, for instance. So the physical commands, first you do, I mean, healing is not just healing. Oh, I'll just send you healing. No. First you have to clear the body of many types of toxins and pathogens, and this does it at one time. Also clearing electrosmog, that's really important right now. People should protect themselves from microwave energy. Nuclear also. The nuclear degree in this country right now is a 5.5, and that's everybody I test. So the nuclear background radiation on my scale is below 3 is okay. So above 5 is not okay, and there's a lot of not okayness in the radiation. So I test the radiation level in everybody that I come across.
Okay. What types of radiation are you testing for? What units of measure are you using?
Just nuclear. They have so many units of nuclear radiation, I'm tired of it. So I use my scale of 1 to 10, and that works for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nuclear radiation.
Yeah, nuclear. Uh-huh.
Not electromagnetic or anything else.
Okay. It's both, yeah. I have a scale for electromagnetic radiation.
So if you went over to Japan, where that you would get a lot of people with really high levels.
Yeah. They're probably an 8 or a 9, just off the top of my head.
Are you talking about radiation that's been absorbed into the body?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about residual radiation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about solar radiation that comes from the sun every day?
Solar radiation sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a possibility. This person has been out in the sun. If they've had skin cancer or something like that, I will check the UV radiation for the amount of the level in the body, especially the skin. Okay. So we also have a command for protection of radiation. And this is based on the Faraday cage idea, principle. Is anybody familiar with the Faraday cage idea? Yeah. Judith, you want to talk?
A grid of copper wires that enables a shielding from electromagnetic radiation, which otherwise wouldn't penetrate. So sensitives might. I always thought if I were to build a house, you just embed copper wire at certain intervals. The intervals need to relate to the literal size of the waves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that they stay out.
Yes.
And it's named after somebody or other Faraday.
Michael Faraday.
Michael.
Yeah. Okay. So, and this principle is used on airplanes. They just net the airplane with this Faraday cage, and so that this prevents the lightning from striking. So we can do the same thing. We can simulate all kinds of different energies and substances with this method.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
When you go to those whole life expos and things, and they have those beds with those things coming down, metal things coming down, and crystals and things, is that kind of like a Faraday cage?
Well, I don't know. Anybody want to check that out with their fingers and see if that's like that? Or whatever they do?
Where are these? When you go to these like New Age expos in the city and places, sometimes you'll see these beds that people sleep on, and then above it there'll be like these elaborate series of, looks like copper coming down, mm-hmm. looks like a shielding.
Well, you know, that sounds like it. That really does sound like it. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of different cages out there.
Does that keep out just the electromagnetic things? Does it keep out...
It may keep out other things.
Other things, too?
Yeah.
Like,
mosquitoes? Yeah. I haven't looked at it, but, you know, I might check it out.
Yeah,
and
I might
see
check
if
it out, too.
It probably does.
Sounds pretty, too.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Wouldn't it also conduct?
It could conduct, you know? You're right.
You program the crystals.
Yeah, you can program it. Yeah,
right on. Command.
Right on.
Yeah, everything's command.
Yeah. Okay. So, we have in the so-called empty space, a cosmic soup. I'm going to write an article called Cosmic Soup for the Body. And in this cosmic soup, we have all kinds of different ways that we can use. We have photons, we have thought waves. Thought waves are pretty fast. I tested them. They do 7 times faster than speed of light.
Mm.
Speed of light is not a constant anymore in my book. Anyway, from here to India.
What do you mean the speed of light is not a constant? What does that mean?
That means the speed of light can vary. It's not just 186,000 cycles per second.
Does that have to do with the density of what it's traveling through?
Yeah, well, that's possible. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that was measured in a vacuum originally. So the types of energies that are available are scalar waves. People have heard about scalar waves. There's some machines out there. These are very friendly waves. They're magnetic pulses. So on the top you get bam, the bottom nothing, top you get bam, pulse, pulse, pulse. So these are good waves, and the scalar waves can also help with cellular radiation. Okay, we have the vortex, and we have lasers, and there is a command that uses a laser as a thought form. We have a spiral, and that's for moving energy and cleaning tubes like arteries and veins.
Is all this in your book? Or should we just be copying this down? If you don't,
you can copy it down, and some of it is in the book and some of it is not. But I can send you the thing, this, the attachment by email.
Oh.
So it's intelligent energy that is being transmitted.
You use a torus?
Oh, the double tube torus?
Either double
tube. Yeah. Single. Yeah. I do. In one command, I do, yes. And that's regeneration of organs. That's in the advanced area, so.
When you say intelligent energy, does that imply that there's such a thing as unintelligent energy?
Dumb energy? I don't know. That's a really good question.
Say something about intelligent energy.
Well, all right, so we have a thought wave. And we have a waveform going. An intelligent energy would be a command to tell something to do something. That would be intelligent energy.
Or an intention?
An intention, yeah.
Would it also be coherent?
Coherent, yeah. Mm-hmm. definitely coherence. So what happens is the way it's done is we are in a contained field. We contain our aura. We don't let it leak out to the client. And then this intelligent energy is intention and words, commands, sent to source and the client. It may go to the client at the same time it gets to source. I don't know. And it goes from source to the client's higher self. And then the body mind, there is a mind of the body, and that's the high self that applies the information to the body and aura. So that's basically how it is constructed. So I want to give you a little example. I mean, you just know this from, you know, the whole method from kind of up here right now, but I would like to give you a little demo of how it works with you. So if people are interested in a healing, we'll do a short healing. And if anybody would like to focus on an area in their body that does need healing, that would be good. Okay, any questions? Yeah, Teresa.
Oh, I just had an area of focus. I was agreeing to having an area of focus on my body.
Yeah, uh-huh.
My right shoulder.
Your right shoulder. Uh-huh. Okay, well, you just say that to yourself. If you want to say that to the crowd, that's fine. If anybody has anything. Okay. We're going to do a short prayer before we begin. I'm not going to say all of the commands because we would be here. Yeah, later. But, okay. So may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that these commands assist all people here in alleviation of pain, discomfort, anything that is bothering. Thank you. So just close your eyes and you may feel a little sleepy because some people will drift off into a theta state, which is a really wonderful way of resting. Okay. So command A. Spirit, bring everyone here, bioelectrics up to 100%, adjust gem points, balance left and right, voluntary and autonomic parts of the nervous system. Thank you. Command B, Spirit, align, clear, and maximize all energy lines and connect the appropriate universal networks with the magnetic matrix and the meridians of everyone here. And thank you. Command I, Spirit, initiate, maximize, and activate all energy and neural connections between the high self and the body, plus all parts of the body, for everyone here. Thank you. Pause a minute before we go to the physical connection. spirit, discreate, transform all stages and mutations of harmful antigens, bacteria, viruses, fungi, yeasts, moles, prions. Among the parasites, arthropods, nematodes, cestodes, and trematodes, engineered or not, exponentially from everyone's body, toad head, and seal with golden light. And thank you. For retroviruses, spirit, discreate, transform all retroviruses and reverse the engineered replication command for all affected tissue exponentially to zero for everyone's body here, beginning from toe to head, then seal with golden light. Thank you. Yawning is acceptable. It is encouraged. Releasing toxins, command 2. Spirit, micronize 1,000th to the 10th power. Discreate, transform all forms and compounds of metal, solvent, herbicide, pesticide, radiation, toxins, exponentially, beginning from head to toe, for everyone here's body, and seal with golden light. And thank you. Command 3, micronize 1,000th to the 10th power, discreate, transform all forms of plaque, clots, mineral deposits, scar tissue, necrotic tissue, excess fluid, gases, mutated and borderline tissue, exponentially, from head to toe, for everyone's body. And seal with golden light. And thank you. Command 4, spirit, transform all allergies. Harmonize body and being with all allergens from food, air, radiation, waves, and particles from everyone here's body. And seal with golden light. And thank you. Command 5, regeneration of cells. Spirit, invoke helical clockwise vortices to repair DNA, restore, reattach, and regenerate tissue as needed or directed. From toe to head, for everyone's body and anywhere they specifically direct it, and seal with golden light. And thank you. Oh, I'll give that a moment to settle in. Okay, when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Anybody want to report?
It's very relaxing.
Uh-huh. That's definitely one thing it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Experienced a headache.
A headache, uh-huh.
And when we opened our eyes, we could smile.
You opened your eyes and what?
Eased away. But that I didn't expect.
Yeah. That's transitory healing, it's called. That's a transitory healing pain.
Okay.
So it's working on the toxins and moving things around. Mm-hmm. So it'll go away.
I still have the two pains that I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it doesn't go overnight. So.
Ah.
Yeah. Wish it did. Sometimes it does.
You mean it doesn't go overnight, so maybe something will be different in the morning?
Well, it's possible.
Week?
And sometimes, well, people usually take five times to really show a difference. It's like layers, you know. You take layers off. And you build the body up too. Anybody else over here? You'll probably be experiencing it for the rest of the evening. And I urge everybody to drink some water and relax, go to bed. Okay, so we better wrap this up pretty soon.
Could you bring it through the name Holon from?
Holon is a Greek name, and it means holistic. And in some circles, the definition is Holon is coming from chaos to coherence. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to pass around a group healing schedule, and this is for people that would like a group healing on the phone, and I have them once a month. The book is 25, and they're available right up here. They're signed.
And how much are sessions with you?
First session is a total analysis and everything. That's $350. Nobody is turned away from lack of funds. And the rest of the sessions afterward are $150 each.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I've taken the classes and I have the book. If I wanted to work on myself, would it be like every day? Would it be, you know, every few days? You say most things take like five times.
Yeah, I would say.
How would you recommend that?
Well, it depends, you know. You could do it a couple of times a day. It doesn't hurt at all. There's no harm done.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Charge for the telephone
group here? The charge is 57 each one, and a package of three is 150.
Well, thank you so much for coming tonight, and mm-hmm. thank you all for coming tonight. As Carol already mentioned, there's copies of the books over there, and we will look forward to seeing you again in Many Rivers when the shelves are back in their normal constellation. We have a donation bowl over on the counter, and we encourage you to contribute to it. We share the contents of that with our speakers, and also retain half to maintain this space for further such events. So thanks for coming to Many Rivers, and we'll look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
And thanks for being here, everybody. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Just
thinking.
Thank you.